In a world full of rush and hurry, it's so important to set aside time to just be still. To reconnect that vital relationship with a God who loves and wants to be close to you. So sit back and settle in for the next few minutes. And welcome to Common Prayer. Well, good morning, everybody, and welcome back to Common Prayer. Brandon here, and I'm excited to get to be with you. Not just today, but also on Friday. And man, I hope this week is going to be a great week for you. You know, for me, I had to kind of reset this week. I've been doing this, just trying to help the way I eat food, you know, the way I interact with food. It's weird to say, you know, you're addicted to food because we all need it. But I'm doing something that sort of recalibrates what I take into my body and how I take it into my body. And so I've been on this like kind of month-long journey, and weight loss is involved in this whole thing. And as I got to weigh this morning, starting my fifth week, the results were disappointing. And it's so funny how something like that can kind of mess up your whole day. But I'm trying hard to not let it mess up my whole day and my whole week. And today I think this is actually a really good recentering, because the whole reason I'm doing this is to take care of what God gave me, is to steward the things that God gave me. And a lot of times we don't think about our body that way. We don't think about taking care of our health that way, but I think it's all included, you know, to respect what God created enough to make sure you take care of it. So anyway, this week for me is a bit of a reset. And if you're in the same boat, maybe for whatever reasons, I'm hoping that this can be a reset for you too. And there's no better way to reset than to connect with the creator of the universe. So let's just take a minute here, like we do at every episode, and just wait on God. Be quiet. This is James chapter 2, starting at verse 14, going through the end of the chapter. It says, "What good is it, my brothers and sisters, if someone claims to have faith but has no deeds? Can such save them? Suppose a brother or a sister is without clothes and daily food. If one of them says to them, 'Go in peace, keep warm and well fed,' but does nothing about their physical needs, what good is it? In the same way, faith by itself is not accompanied by action, it's dead. But someone will say, 'You have faith, I have deeds.' Show me your faith without deeds, and I will show you my faith by my deeds. You believe that there is one God. Good. Even the demons believe that and shudder. You foolish person, Do you want evidence that faith without deeds is useless? Was not our father Abraham considered righteous for what he did when he offered his son Isaac on the altar? You see that his faith and his actions were working together. And his faith was made complete by what he did. And the scripture was fulfilled that says, 'Abraham believed God, and it was credited to him as righteousness. And he was called God's friend.' You see that a person is considered righteous by what they do and not by faith alone. In the same way, was not even Rahab, the prostitute considered righteous for what she did when she gave lodging to the spies and sent them off in a different direction. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without deeds is dead. I was raised, and I'm grateful to be raised, in a tradition where grace prevailed over our works. And I think that message of grace is really important. You know, we have this tendency as a species to, I don't know, we want rules and we want regulations and we want to be able to live by those. And if people don't live by those, we want to cast them aside. And I think one of the most beautiful things about Jesus is that he came, and that's what separates Jesus from so many other religious leaders, is that he came to destroy that system, that sort of karma system of grace. But Dallas Willard has this amazing quote that I have kind of kept with me for years and years and years. It says that God's grace, it doesn't exempt us from effort. It exempts us from earning, which I think is a really big difference, right? I mean, one, earning, you're trying to earn your salvation. You're trying to earn your way into God's favor and God's love. And that's not right. That's not what Jesus came to do. And if you're trying to earn your salvation, if you're trying to earn your faith, you're barking up the wrong tree. You're doing something that God never intended you to do. You are declared righteous. But what I think this passage is pointing out is that God never exempted us from effort. There's nowhere in the Bible where it says you're not going to have to work hard at this. You're not going to have to try. And so as you consider this, I want to take just a minute here, and I want you to consider where you're at on this spectrum. So maybe your faith is strong. Maybe you feel like, man, I feel really connected to God. I totally believe he's here and he's real and he's working and moving, and I believe his kingdom will prevail, and I have hope in that. But it's all sort of just words to you. Where does your life show your faith? How does your daily action reveal what you really believe about God? How is it affecting the way that you interact with people? How is it affecting the way that you interact with your world? And just between you and God, take a minute here and take stock of that. Figure out where you're actually at with that. Does your action reflect your faith? I want to be careful here, especially because this passage does kind of get a little bit admonishing, if you will. What does he call you? He says, what are you, let's see here, you foolish person. Look, I don't want to bring shame into this situation. The point of this is not to bring shame. But as I started thinking about it, I know for me, if I'm going to ask myself that question, does my action reflect my faith? The answer is sometimes. Sometimes I'm focused and I'm in it. And other times I am focused on other things. Things that will make me feel better. Things that I think are really important that God might not necessarily think is important or might not think is the best priority. So I think our next step here is to consider, I'm guessing that if you're listening to this, you have some sort of fervency of your faith, and your answer is probably like mine. It's probably sometimes. And what I want to do is I want you to consider, what are the things that are taking priority? What are the things that are stealing your focus? Just take a minute. Don't try to do anything with it other than name them. What are the things that are taking your focus that may be moving their way up the priority list that aren't God? So God, we want to bring these things to you. These things that we think are so important, or these things that take our attention and our focus. And God, we want to reorient our lives to be more centered around you. We want the action that we take in our lives to reflect who you are. When we go to work, we want to reflect who you are. When we interact with our friends, we want to reflect who you are. When we put a mask on in the morning to go out, we want that to reflect who you are, God. We want to live being led by your Holy Spirit, and we want our faith to be shown. So God, we want to give these things to you, and we ask that you would show us how to reprioritize. Would you show us what we need to refocus on? Lord, we repent that sometimes we have acknowledged you with our lips, but our lifestyle stays far from you. And lastly, as we consider this idea of faith, and I think another reason that it's easy to stay unfocused on God, it's easy for our action to not follow our faith, is because we may be spending too much time with our one foot in one world and one foot in another. And if you're straddling this line of living in the kingdom, of God and also living in the world, you can't serve both. You can't live in both kingdoms. You have to decide where your allegiance is. So if there's something that you're allowing in your life that you need to get rid of, repent of that and bring it to God and allow Him. Common Prayer is a ministry of Central Peninsula Church in Foster City, California. You can now access and subscribe to Common Prayer episodes on the Google Podcast Store, Apple Music, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Of course, you can always check back daily right here for episodes at cpc.org. Thanks for listening. We'll see you tomorrow.